It took a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's see.
How did you find that one out? Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, she's it's like
no, it's a story. It's a fabricated tale. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lots of people don't know it. Lots of people.
Well, where did this tale come from?
Well, she made it up.
Who made it up?
The artist, Celeste.
So she made that up?
Yeah.
She's for shit. Well,
it's a speculative history.
Yeah, she heard a story from someone. So this is just purely anecdotal. Okay.
So here, like this review, really. Supposedly a rediscovered pioneer was problematic. The three transistor radios were sporadic. Okay. The whole thing, including a quirky biography of Monroe online, reminded me of Peter Jackson's prankster documentary, Forgotten Silver, but without the film's wit and entertainment value. And so, like, there's no archival evidence.
No, there's nothing, there's very little. Oh, it's speculation, I know.
Yeah.
But you can't say she didn't exist. You don't know.
There's no record of her.
Yeah. Well, isn't there a record of... There's a record of her working with our... With Radio New Zealand, though.
I don't think there is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that mentions her goes back to Celeste.
Yeah.
Which...
Right. It just doesn't...
It's one of those, it would be great if there was a woman like that. Mm. Why don't I make it kind of things?
Well, why don't you approach her and ask her this? So you're saying this is always a big type.
Speculative history, yeah. Also, the other... So someone else that's done this kind of thing is this, to imagine, to make manifest. So she did it as well. Just wrote and translate. I mean, it's nice to make things up, but it's good to then know, like, when it's...
I was certainly aware of the fact that there was not much to go on, but I was under the impression, so there's absolutely no...
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, yeah. I think it's
I know she heard about this story from someone who supposedly worked with her.
The whole story of Vera Bryce, because the story of Vera Bryce Monroe is significant because it is imagined, and this imagination reveals gaps.
Right.
She uncovers gaps in history and uncovers gaps in radio amateur practice. It envisions a more diverse way of making radio and history, and implies and opens up possibilities. it's a notion of takeover, a form of piracy or signal jamming.
Well, I'm just trying to work out what's the motivation for this, or making all this up, fantasizing. I mean, so she's just creating a lot of.
What, I mean,
what happened?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's a great art project. And, you know, I would say one of the things is by creating the story and presenting it as though it happened, it does in a way sort of insert it into the canon.
Right, yeah. So
You know, Lawrence English is here talking about it in The Wire as an early predecessor. You know,
Okay.
Because there is no documented evidence about the life, work, and practice.
Yeah.
What is known about her is from imaginative historical triangulation, which I would say is, you could be more specific in that. It's from imaginative.
So she's heard stories, and then
I don't even know that she's heard stories.
So you're saying that all these pictures of her at school are kind of
those pictures aren't of her.
Yeah. Right,
They're of other schools, you know.
So, okay.
For this reason, establishing Monroe's presence in scholarly platforms is delicate.
Mm.
Yeah. Perhaps, however, the usual channels of published scholarship are not the home where her ghost would happily rest.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't publish it because it's not real.
Yeah. Well, what I would speculate is that we don't know what is and what isn't real.
Yeah.
You can't say nothing is not real. So what you're rightly pointing out is we don't really know.
Yeah.
I would speculate that the person called that name existed.
Yeah.
But we don't know what she did or didn't do.
Yeah. Research, a great deal of historical fact is known about Monroe's milieu.
Right.
The way in which Monroe's life and creative practices are shaped and buffered by technology and political undulation, I hope gives credence to her as a deeply relevant figure, an avatar through which to explore marginal histories, an alternative modern.
So there's obviously, one never imagines for a minute that it's, I think there's a lot of guesswork going on there.
The thing is there's nothing else that mentions that name. And anything that mentions that name links back
to this.
To here.
I wonder what happened if you approached Radio New Zealand to say, did you have something called Vera Wise on Radio today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it all goes back to that. Yeah, there's nothing else that doesn't go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh well, I'm going to approach Radio. Let's get this. Let's get that bit of that.
It's like there's someone else that does that practice here. It's an artist that is made up.
Yeah.
And she presents talks about this artist as...
as a thing, an entity.
As,
yeah.
Yeah. And has like whole histories, and it's like, oh, that's because that's to create more women in the
Okay, so this is someone creating something they want.
Yeah, but the thing is like, or you could find the women that are there and just write about them, you know? See what they did.
Yeah, I suppose what we're looking at, I can understand, yeah.
And I mean, the thing is, like, I did a project once where it was an installation, and I was like, oh, I've rediscovered the passenger pigeon.
Right.
Ooh. And it was, like, so outlandish. I was like, there's no way anyone's going to believe this. Like,
what do you mean you rediscovered the passenger pigeon?
So the passenger pigeon is an extinct bird. And I did a little installation with a birdhouse that had a bird sound in it. And I was like, look, I've rediscovered the passenger pigeon.
Oh, you thought you had, literally?
No. It was just a lie.
Okay.
It was just an
artwork.
Why
were you doing this? You were doing this as a test?
Yeah, it was like, hey, here, there's a little bird in this.
Why did you do this? Just to test to see what people would, how people
No, write. I didn't even do that. I thought, oh, it's a completely random story. There's no one's going to believe it. It's just, a silly...
Yeah, you were just having fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, okay.
But there were people
They wanted to believe it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, wait, so the pigeon isn't here, but you just have a recording of the pigeon playing. And I'm like, no, the bird is extinct. It's 100% extinct. There's no way that my discovery would just be in this gallery. Like,
yeah.
But, or just like limits of where people, like the limits of what parts they thought were true or
It's an exercise in suggestive thinking and creative reality.
Yeah, I mean, it ended up being like, wow, people really are very gullible.
Yeah. Of course, you believe something, you read something, you go, it must be true.
Yeah, but it was like a nothing art gallery, you know?
It's you read something, you want it to be true, so you think it is true.
Yeah, so
I could quite easily, ask Radio New Zealand, did you have someone working for you called Vera Wiseman Road, which they could do, but they might not be this creation.
It could be.
There could be someone called Vera Wiseman Road, but Vera Wiseman Road might not be this creation.
Yeah. I'm not sure that even level.
So you think that this the name is completely made up?
Yeah.
Do you think it's something? How did you come to that conclusion? Okay.
Well, there is no documented evidence about the life, work, and creative practice.
So why would this person expose themselves to, whatever, we've had that discussion. Yeah.
It's because it's art, you know?
Yeah.
It's an exercise in speculation, and people are really into speculation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be cool if there was someone that did this stuff. Yeah, I agree. I would like to know more about that person. But I can't know more about that person because there's actually nothing to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, it kind of gives the artist the exclusive domain over her, you know?
I'm just trying to get an element on why, what the motive is to do this.
I don't know what she would say about it. I didn't find anything that was clearly like why she did it. But there are probably a few different avenues that she could explain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. I draw now.
Right, okay. All right, yes.
All right. I got it. Hopefully.
Because I remember when I was looking at this some time ago, and because I was thinking, why am I not seeing this in, why am I not seeing this name in the records for Radio New Zealand, you know?
Yeah.
Why is this name not part of, not within the records of Radio New Zealand? I thought, well, that's strange.
Yeah. Woo! That's so pretty. Falling. Uh-oh, I got two FM spectrums pointing divergent ways.
Ooh, that's going to be tricky.
I mean, I guess, like, doesn't say they have to have a signal. Okay. No, it's EM spectrum, sorry. It's electromagnetic spectrum, so it can go either way. I've got plenty of electromagnetic.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
That opens up your own.
Yeah. So...
Hold on, why did you...
So...
That's a Vera Munro card. You made that one up, didn't you?
No, I didn't make it up. It came from the ones you gave me.
I thought it's just that.
Okay, so I'll do one of the induction coils.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. It's making you work the limits, isn't it?
Yeah. So induction coil.
Yeah, yeah.
Microphone. The microphone is kind of pointed the wrong way. Well, I'll use this free card. I guess there's kind of an implied arrow here.
Of course there is.
So the phone will do digital. So I'll go on Mezcal. Or I could do one of the streams. Yeah. But I'll just do Mezcal. Because
yeah.
I don't want to enter all the material into the stream thing.
Alright. Okay, so that's going
out. Is
Mezcal hooked
up to the transmitter?
Not that, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, should I do that?
Sure.
Okay. Coming up. Right, so there is, yes, that's it. Oh, that's interesting.
turn this guy.
Okay, where do you want this to go?
I don't know. Where does it go?
Yes. Do you want? No. Okay, that's up to
it's
you.
Not, are
you
it's yours? Not in that one.
No, it's up to you.
I mean, yeah, it's.
That's
it's,
yours. That's your decision.
I don't think it's in this.
It's not in this scenario. Okay.
Okay. Let's try this.
Ooh, what am I doing here? Okay. Oh yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, I know it's going.
I wonder if this...
I mean, there's still this setup here. You want this completely stopped because you're doing your thing.
What? Okay.
Should I be completely dismembering my thing so you...
Stop doing that.
No, okay. You're adding on top, another layer on top.
I'll add on top, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, okay. That makes sense, is add the layer on top of the existing one for another level of...
Yeah, you can pick it apart. I'm just gonna...
No, no.
Oh, that's the mezcal that's making that tone.
Yes.
Right. Where is that window?
Everything wants to be quite high pitched to go, doesn't it? There we go, that's me.
Okay. That's better. That's less. Okay, is this thing charged?
Now I have to adjust this. Yeah, okay. I'll adjust this.
Well, maybe this stopped because I'll break down. So then.
Sounds like ABC Classical program.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they sound quite nice to you.
I do not have it. Just have it. No, it's not ABC. ABC.
Yeah. Public broadcast.
anything about harmonics, like that's your main transmission thing, but there's other things like that, and things can make things like that happen.
Yeah.
Some weird thing about they can make those harmonics evident or something.
Yeah.
Because I used to see classical programmers is around that neck of the woods. Why is it like, it's bizarre.
Yeah, harmonics are a possibility.
There's some nice things going on. The classical program's booming out there now.
Well, it's not doing it on my little guy, so I wonder if it's that. It's kind of old. It's,
Well, it's not, obviously.
It's taking some creative liberties. Forgetting about tuning.
It's very flexible. It
just really wants to hear classical music.
And that's fair enough. It's as flexible as it's
Like, no, give me, that's not what.
Not that it matters, but
try to see if you can control the drift.
But sometimes you don't need to. But that's it. Yeah. Yes, it's interesting. I'm just going to have a commentary over the top of it, microphone in hand. It is interesting that discussion we were having about... Oh! Oh! With organic. That was quite organic. Quite organic.
Let's do it on that There's a 2 second delay between that belching and it coming out of the receiver. That shouldn't be the case, should it?
That's weird.
That shouldn't be, there should be no delay.
No.
But there is. No, I'll do it here.
It should be gone.
It's because my phone keeps on.
Sorry, that might have been. That was me, I think.
No, it was me.
Oh, it was you. Oh! Oh, the delay. Of course, this isn't going to there anymore. That's why we're in delay. I still think the mic was going into there, but it's not. It's the friggin'. I forgot. It's because the tablet's going into here. That's why we've got a delay. Remember, you organised it. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Going on there.
don't know if the nerve is getting into the system. No,
yeah.
No, so it's actually getting into the system. I don't know, because I put it.
I don't think it's in here. Yeah. What about if I do? This is...